Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lissa Lou and Justin, too, with you on your Thursday, and we're doing Couples Therapy Thursday. This dear listener wrote to us because her boyfriend was joking quite a lot about having an open relationship.
Wouldn't it be fun?
And she's like, I don't think that's funny, so he stopped doing it, but it's bothering her. It's in the back of her mind. She said, would you break up with somebody if you knew that that's what they wanted, or is he just really joking? You do think he's really joking. You're trying to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
It's obviously something that he wants, or a fantasy of his, or something that he would be okay with. So he's testing the waters, but he didn't want to ask it in a serious way because that is like, you know, that could be something to break up over. He figures joking about it is a way to ask about it without...
If you're joking that much about it, you mean it.
Yeah.
And you're fishing for that result. I think, girl, if it bothers you, run immediately. Now, John, what do you think?
If it's a continuous joke, there's truth in jest. This is not a joke. I think he really wants to have it. And I think if it continues, he may have already had the affair and just feeling the water to see if she'd be willing to have an affair as well.
I was thinking that too. I hate to think the worst in people, but I've been burned before, and I was so thinking that too.
I've seen a lot of relationships, not with myself, but with all my friends and things, and usually joking is no joke.
And if they say we should see other people, they already are.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
So you would break up?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. See you later.
Over a joke.
I feel bad for her, though.
I don't think it's a joke. I don't think if it's a once in a while thing, that's one. But if it continues and he knows it's hurting your feelings and he still continues, then there's something else there.
If she doesn't laugh at it the first time, she's not finding it funny the fifth time you make the joke. There's something else there.
Yeah, he was just trying different angles, you know, poking different angles to see what if any
poking.
Of that would
bing bong.
Hey, see if any of that would work very well. You got to keep poking till you hit the right button.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, right? Well, I'm just saying. You know what? your mind is great.
I realize it's a metaphor.
Okay, but it was just like that was. It can be taken one of two ways. I don't know if it's such a serious. If he's perfect, you know, if he's a 10, but. He's curious about blah, blah, blah. Do you dump him because of it?
You have weird boundaries because I think like you are on your dating app saying no to people for interesting reasons, but this you would let fly?
Yeah, because I'd be fine with it.
Well, but the part I don't have a problem with anybody's preferences. Yeah, like, the problem I have with it is that she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And he kept saying it and he's not respecting her. And she's still worried in the back of her mind that he's thinking about it all the time.
Yeah, but you said that he stopped asking, but she's still worrying. So if he stopped asking, the problem's done with.
It's
now the only problem is her thinking about
it. It's still in there. It's like if you saw your partner's phone and it had a bunch of searches for a bunch of weird stuff and you're like,
That's saying,
that's what he likes. You would wonder what he's into.
Yeah, but that's like saying, you know, I had a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas my whole life and now I got to meet him. Oh my God, I still have a crush on him. Like, okay, you're always going to have a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Regardless if you marry someone, you'll still have a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I do still.
Right?
JTT, call me.
I mean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.